Hi, I'm Jackie Nina, and I have a wonderful guest / co-host today, Miss
Kendra Bright.
And you are listening to She Walks by Faith 101. So it has been crazy, guys. Like, it's been so crazy out here. I just don't understand, like, what's happening in the world. And so I brought Kendra on today just so we can, like, kind of debrief. You know, it's been an interesting couple of weeks, and I feel like there's some things that need to be addressed. And just, you know, we want to build a space where it's, like, positive and people can talk about their pain and their grief and everything that they're going through in this time and be able to feel uplifted by the end of the segment. So we're gonna get into this. So Kendra, how are you feeling about these riots, these protests? Like, it's just crazy, right?
It is. And in the middle of all this, we still have a pandemic going on, and it's like, what are we gonna get hit with next?
That's really how it feels. Like, I feel the same exact way. I'm like, this is just insane. But you know, like, I feel like everything happens for a reason. Like, we needed this push so that we're able to make our statement and, like, make it be known that we are so sick of feeling like we have to be, I don't know, just treated, like, mistreated so badly. Like, it's 2020. You would think that by now people would be over the fact that somebody else might be a different skin color. Like, the fact that we're still dealing with this at this point in time in our lives is just crazy to me. I just don't understand. We could be so much more advanced. We could be having flying cars by now. Like, we could be doing so much more advanced stuff if we got past race. Like, I just think it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And ignorant that people still feel that way. It's just, I can't believe it. It's a hot mess.
It's a lot going on because, first of all, we're stuck in this house for how long has it been?
Oh, girl, it's been a minute. We've been in this house forever.
So, yeah, and everyone has this pent-up anger, this pent-up rage because, you know, a lot of us got laid off from work. And we're like, hey, we don't have any money, so we're worrying about bills. And it's just building and building and building. So it's like, hey, our leaders of this country, do something about it. Like, what are you doing? $1,200 is not enough for us to live off of. And we're sitting here struggling. And then not only that, we have to deal with the police going crazy and just killing people for no reason. Like, this is how it started in the first place. Like, you just started killing black people, like,
for no reason.
Minorities, like, just anyone.
Anyone that was not of the white race.
Right.
Period. And majority of the times in the system, it's black and Hispanic,
it's
Latino
been going
people.
On too long.
It's been going on forever, and specifically with black and African American people in this country, it's right. Like, we've been here as long as you guys have been here, because we were your freaking slaves, because you guys didn't understand that color is not going to determine how smart I am. It's not going to determine how qualified I am. I can be somebody, I could be 10 times smarter than you and be the black woman that I am today. And you would never know that because you're only seeing me for my color.
Right. So with this whole pandemic going on or whatever, this pent up rage and then this happening, how are you thinking people are going to act? Like, people are ready, like, we're tired. Pent up rage is coming out, especially stuff like this happening. Like,
I don't know what they expect. Like, people are upset, and then we have Trump as president.
He's
not doing anything. What has Trump done? Can somebody please tell me what Trump has done? A moment of silence, bro. Because what has Trump really done for us?
silent too long.
Like, nobody could answer that question. Like, what is going on, sir? You're supposed to be representing our country. You would think somebody that does not come from a political background would be so much more humble and understanding. But no, he is a rich white racist. Like, I'm sorry. That's just what you are. You've proven it over and over and over again.
He is so many words. Like, all you do is sit you on Twitter. You've
proved it over too many times. Like, look, you've had all the time in the world. You've had 4 years with us to prove that you could change as a person. You are not trying to change. You're trying to be a dictator, trying to have martial law in a country that is supposed to be known as a free country that we can do as we please, right? So it just, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, why are you trying to control us?
He's been trying to build that wall for 3 years.
He's been trying to control us and brainwash his all the people that are following him, all the American citizens that are voting for him. He's trying to brainwash them. Like, it's just, it's really awful. It's like a scary time that we live in right
They're
now.
They're easy to manipulate. When you're that angry all the time just because someone looks different from you, then you're manipulated.
And that's what I'm saying. As the person that's supposed to be representing our country, you are the representation of our country. And you are being hateful towards minorities.
Right.
What do you think is going to happen? All the people following you and trusting in you and believing in your vision are also believing the same way. So automatically, people are feeling some type of way about Hispanic people, Black people, anybody of a minority race, because you're saying that Hispanics are immigrants. You're saying Black people aren't good for nothing. We're poor, whatever the hell you said in that in the video he did. I'm like, sir, what is happening? Like, and you want to run again and try to win another 4 years? Guys, if you don't get out there and vote, oh my God, you need to go out there and vote. I know everybody feels like their vote don't count, but it's really time. He needs to go. And I really feel like that's the first thing that will help our country change. It's the first thing, is getting rid of the person that's been so negative for the past 4 years. I've never seen the U.S. be as crazy as it's been the past 4 years. We've had school shootings. We've had white supremacists doing crazy things to everybody, killing people in churches. Like, what is happening? It's all because of the one person that's supposed to be representing our country.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a good example.
He's not doing his job.
So I'm telling you now, get out there, vote. Make sure your voice is heard somehow. I know it doesn't seem like there's anything happening with your vote, but trust me, it is going to make a big difference.
We need him out before November. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, he needs to go. He needs to go. Like, I'm just like, I can't deal with another 4 years of him. I really cannot.
I know, but it's hard because it's scary because he might win because...
Girl, knock on wood with that one. We can't put that in the
atmosphere.
It's hard to
say because Joe Biden, like, I'd rather have him more than anything.
Oh, definitely. And he's way more qualified. At least he was vice president with Obama. Come on. Everybody loves Obama.
Yeah, he's been saying the most ignorant stuff lately.
Yeah,
but, hey.
See, we're going to give Joe the benefit of the doubt, okay? We're gonna give you this pass, sir, but you are 10 times better than Trump. So you really, right now, guys, we got two choices. You either want Trump, the trying to be dictator that he is,
yes,
or you want Joe, who has some experience on his belt, and he was with Obama is endorsing him. Like, that's great. Like, we need something different. And he promised to have a female vice president.
Yeah.
And we need that. We need to be represented in, like, different positions within politics. Like, why is there not that many women doing things, especially women of color, you know?
Definitely.
So I definitely think that Joe's the man.
He's the man.
Joe's the man. You guys need to get out there and vote for him. But as far as the riots go, how do you feel about, like, some of the stuff that's happening, though? Like, we got people on here saying, oh, it's awful that people are rioting. And then we got some people that are saying, oh no, it's okay, like, you know what I mean?
Burn it down.
Yeah, some people are like, some people are at that point too. So that's the third group of people that are just like, look, it is what it is, we have to make our statement. And I feel like I'm a little bit of the third one of we have to make our statement, and the second one where it's like, do what you gotta do. Like, I feel like we shouldn't be taking from small businesses, because it's like, dang, you know, yeah. Like, how are they going to make up for that? But I understand that the statement has to be made. It has to be.
Right.
When we were silent, and when Colin Kaepernick was out here taking a knee, everybody was feeling some type of way. So even when we're silent, you guys are still feeling some type of way. What else do you want us to do?
Just sit down and take it. That's what they want. Nobody's gonna
sit down and take it. Our ancestors did not come out here and fight for civil rights all those years for us to sit here and take it in 2020.
Yes.
It's a whole century. That's how I feel it. I'm like, it's been a minute. Like, why are we still arguing about this? Like, why does there still have to be a problem?
This was bound to happen. This was long overdue.
Literally history, we are rewriting history right now. It's really sad that that's where we're at this point in our lives. It really is. Oh, God, have mercy on our souls, please. Because it is crazy out here, guys. It is so crazy.
It is. I'm tired of it. You're tired. We are tired.
We're all just, I'm sorry, we're just out here venting. We're like, this is just how you feel, you know?
We just want a leader.
And, you know, everybody's not going to agree with what we're saying, which is okay, you know? But it's like, we're frustrated, you know? It needs to be over with. Like, everybody should just be able to embrace who they are. If you want to be out here with everybody protesting, we appreciate you trying to see the other side instead of some people that are just so closed off, you know?
Yeah,
it's been great seeing like white, Asian, Hispanic, all different races and backgrounds out there protesting. It's been really great to see that everybody is in like one accord, you know?
Yeah, and you know what's the messed up thing? Even Germany's like, what are y'all doing? Like, y'all need to get it together.
Why are we fighting each other? Right.
Like, they gave their people they did wrong, like,
right,
their justice or whatever. They're like, what is taking you so long, America? You're supposed to be the greatest country in the world.
We are the representation for everybody else around the world. Everybody profits off of American culture.
Yeah.
So if we're not being a good example to the rest of the world, like,
we're always going to be the laughing stock.
Who wants to be that? That's what I'm saying. We could be like China. We could be out here high tech, doing all types of crazy stuff, like stuff that nobody has ever invented. But we're on some, oh, we're still fighting for the same thing, because some people won't get over the fact that skin color does not determine a person's character, period. Like, just because someone's black does not mean that they're scary, that they're going to kill you, that they're a thug, that they're, you know, like, yeah. It's just, like, the fact that that's what we've been labeled, it just is so, it's so discouraging to our community.
It is.
It really is. And it makes you feel like you have no hope at the end of the day. Like, okay, am I ever going to get out of the hood? If you're from the hood, you know? Am I ever going to get out of the situation that I'm in? Am I ever going to be able to start a business? Because 99.9% of the time, it's 10 times harder for a black person to get an investor or to get a business loan or to get a house mortgage payment from the bank than it is for a white person.
Mm-hmm.
So we're automatically at a disadvantage.
Look, all we can do is explain it to y'all. We can't help you understand. You have to do that on your own. You have to be willing to learn. And in order to be willing to learn, you have to set everything aside, because that's the only way you can grow as a person. Like, if you want to sit here, be angry all your life, be drained just because someone looks different, I think that's kind of a waste of a life. Like, you could be doing so much without all that hate, and just willing to educate yourself by simply using Google instead of going under all these black people like photos or comments or posts spilling hate and not willing to learn. Like, I don't see how you could do that with your energy. Like, you could be doing so much more.
So much more. Like, I just feel like everybody should be out here letting people look, do your thing, okay? Like, I don't care what you do, as long as you're not harming nobody, it shouldn't be a problem. If a black man wants to walk down the street or take a jog, it should not be a problem. Especially if he is not talking to you. He don't even know who you are, okay? He's not worried about you, but you're worried about him because he's black and he's jogging down the street.
Right.
Like, stuff like that. Like, why does let people go about their day? Nobody is worried about you.
Yeah, I just don't understand why things that we like or we like to do is such a big problem for people.
It's such a big... I just don't understand. Like,
it just kills them to see that we're involved in things that we like that'll help build other people. Like, why is that such a big deal?
It really does.
Mind your business.
And I hate the fact there's that one point where everybody that's pro Trump or pro like against the riots and everything,
mm-hmm.
how they'll be like, oh, but black people kill each other all the time.
Right. It's like,
what do you mean?
No, black people.
Okay, and Harry, right. The white guy down the street, just shot Bob a week ago. The other white guy. Is anybody saying, like, oh, that's white on white crime? No.
There's people
somebody
bad
just
in every
killed
race.
Somebody. That has nothing to do with the fact that he was another white man.
Yeah. Black people aren't out here killing each other because of the color of their skin.
They're not.
Sorry. So. Everyone's bad. There's always bad people in every race. Like, you can't always bring up, oh, it was black on black crime. Okay, but we're talking about this situation now. Why are you over at point A when we're already on point B?
My point in that was, I totally get what you're saying, because people are so ignorant, girl. I'm over here like, this is really showing people's ignorance and lack of knowledge on the subject matter in
right.
general. Like, you guys, there's just some people out here where we're like, you need to go do your research. But as far as that goes, why is a black person getting into it with another black person and a homicide happens, like somebody kills somebody? Why is that not the same thing as a white person killing a white person? Can somebody please explain that to me?
Right.
If a black person kills a black person, it's black on black crime. But when a white person kills a white person, oh, he just killed him. What is the difference?
He had a mental issue.
It's literally, there's literally
something.
No difference. And that's what we're talking about. There's automatically a disadvantage for black people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, oh, us as black people need to not, like, stop killing each other. Of course, I don't want anyone to die. Like, I don't want us to kill each other in general. But I'm saying it shouldn't be categorized as something when white people do it all the time. It's the same thing. Like, it's literally the same exact thing.
Oh, my God.
Please, somebody, make it make sense. I am waiting for the day for somebody to step up and explain all of the questions that I just had.
Why don't you like black people or other minorities?
Just like, why? I know that you guys don't have answers to some of that stuff. Like, the people that are against this whole movement right now, I know you guys do not have the answers to these questions. So if you don't have answers to these questions and you're not educated about what's happening, then I suggest that you stay quiet, because you've been quiet this whole time anyways. Now you want to speak?
Like, all lives matter. Why aren't y'all getting out here protesting?
Exactly.
All lives matter.
Exactly. See, people are just trying to profit off of other people's pain. It's really sad. It's really just a sad time, guys. It really is. And I just really recommend that we get out here, we encourage one another, we build each other up, regardless if we are black, white, Hispanic, whatever. I just if everybody that's involved in this movement in general continue to lift each other up. It's a hard time. Mm-hmm. I love seeing the videos that I'm seeing. Like, everybody just seems so in sync, and like, we all want the same thing. So I feel like our movement is going to be bigger than what we thought it was going to be. It already is. It's touched around the whole world.
And that's what scares them. Everyone's coming together.
It scares them because they see that we're coming together and there's no hate. That's what these people are trying to promote, is mm-hmm. hate, when we need to be loving each other. I feel like at this point, people have lost their jobs. Yes, businesses are getting destroyed. I don't want to see businesses get destroyed, of course, but what could we do? Like, there's only so much, you know?
Right.
That someone can take before the anger comes out.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that didn't start with mm-hmm. the protesters. A lot of it started with undercover cops, white supremacists. Whatever, in most cases it has, because they're trying to make this look a lot worse than it has to be. Like, people are trying to go out there peacefully, and then you come out there and start smashing stuff just to incite a riot. You're doing that for a reason, and you know that these people don't want to educate themselves about what's going on. They'd rather be like, all lives matter, oh, Trump said, you're gonna let them see that black people are the ones destroying everything. Like, you're trying to make this look bad so that they can be like, oh, Trump is right, these people are nuts, we need to send in the military. Like, no.
Trump is trying to create martial law. I'm so sick of talking about that man.
This curfew.
He needs to go, y'all.
This curfew feels like a start for that. Like, why is this needed? Like, I get there's been protests going on for, like, all over.
I just think that the curfew thing is a way of, once again, trying to control somebody. And I just think that's his goal in life. The power of being the president has got to that man's head on another, level.
Yeah.
Complete different level. He is trying to be like Hitler, a little dictator. He's trying to control people. And we're not going to let him, because our movement is bigger than anything that he could throw our way. I believe that God is watching over us during this time. I believe that God will forgive us for acting out of anger, because God understands your pain, you know? So I just feel like at the end of this, like, with the world being as crazy as it is, like, just be spiritually inclined with yourself, with your relationship with God. Focus on the things that matter right now, how to become positive, continue to push the movement forward, and don't let the haters discourage you, because there's plenty of people out here putting in their two cents but don't know anything about the topic. And that's just how I feel.
That's it.
So thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll be back with another segment, and I hope that you guys have a blessed day.
Thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, my bestie came on.
I'll be back.
Okay. We out.
Bye.